One summer afternoon, when I was about 8 years of age, I was standing at an eastern window, looking at a beautiful rainbow that, bending from the sky, seemed to be losing itself in a thick, swampy wood about a quarter of a mile distant. It happened that no one was in the room with me then but my brother Rufus, who was just recovering from a severe illness, and was sitting, propped up with pillows, in an easy chair, looking out with me at the rainbow. "See, brother," I said, "it drops right down among the cedars, where we go in the spring to find winter greens." "Do you know, Gracie," said my brother, with a very serious face, "that if you should go to the end of the rainbow, you would find there purses filled with money and great pots of gold and silver?"
"Is it truly so?" I asked.
"Truly so," answered my brother with a smile. Now, I was a simple-hearted child who believed everything that was told me, although I was again and again imposed upon. So, without another word, I darted out of the door and set forth toward the wood. My brother called after me as loudly as he was able, but I did not heed him. I cared nothing for the wet grass, which was sadly drabbling my clean frock. On and on I ran. I was so sure that I knew just where that rainbow ended. I remember how glad and proud I was in my thoughts, and what fine presents I promised to all my friends out of my great riches.